First, let me tell you that you, yes, you that are watching this video can also participate. It's simple, just submit packages that are innovative. I'm sure that you are also a creative developer. It creates solutions that are better or more innovative in somehow, in some way, that can provide a benefit when compared to other solutions, PHP components that are published in the site. Other than that, you can also publish tutorial articles on which you teach how to use your packages so others can also learn how to use your packages, and their packages also become popular. So what do you gain from publishing innovative and popular packages? Overall recognition.
Can you feel it wrapped around your soul with no control?
Hello, welcome to this special edition of the Lately in PHP podcast. Today, it is a special edition precisely because we are going to announce the winners of the PHP Innovation Award edition of 2021. We are already in 2022, the end of the year already happened, of course, and we are ready to announce the winners, having computed the results of the points that each author has accumulated over the year, thanks to the contributions that they have submitted to the PHP Classes site. They have earned points according to the ranking of each month. So we are going to show you the rankings so we can announce the winners of the year, also the winners of the month. First, let me tell you that you, yes, you that are watching this video can also participate. It's simple, just submit packages that are innovative. I'm sure that you are also a creative developer. It creates solutions that are better or more innovative in somehow, in some way, that can provide a benefit when compared to other solutions, PHP components that are published in the site. Other than that, you can also publish tutorial articles on which you teach how to use your packages so others can also learn how to use your packages, and their packages also become popular. So what do you gain from publishing innovative and popular packages? Overall recognition. We measure the number of users that download each package. I mean, unique users. I don't mean downloads, because the same user may download the same package several times, and we only count one per user to make it more fair to you and other developers that are also participating in this award. We want to make this award a healthy competition. We don't want people to fight over the prizes. We talk with each author individually, and then we offer prizes that may be from the PHP Classes site, like these PHP elephants that I'm sure you would like to get them if you don't have one already, and also prizes from sponsors. So let's take a look at the rankings, also the prizes and also the sponsors. Okay, let's take a look. So as you may see here, this is the ranking of 2021. And congratulations to Carlos Artur Curvelo de Matos from Portugal. He has published no more, no less than 12 packages. And those are innovative. And he gathered 101 points. Okay, we add the points that each author earned in each month that he participated. So depending on the position that each author participated, we assign points. So the points are over here below, as you may see here. So these points are assigned depending on the percentage of votes. We don't disclose the number of votes because we don't want to help people that forge votes. We have a way to avoid that the points that the same person gave to himself. Don't do that. That's not a good idea. The best idea is vote on the package that you like more, the package that you find more innovative, because that will help you, because it will encourage the author to send more innovative packages, and also the author that get recognition in eventual prizes. So here you can see the points that were assigned. It just, I have an idea. We will go through the winners that will actually won the awards or ended up in different places in each month. But first, again, let me congratulate Carlos for his great achievement. Yes, it's not easy. Many competitors. This is just part, just the top 10. There are more, okay? And many of them send many packages, others less. So 12 packages from Carlos means more opportunities to earn points, a great chance to reach number one. So that happened since 2004, and we are happy that we continue to organize this award precisely to encourage people to be more innovative. Instead of creating packages that do the same things the same way, we want to encourage people like Carlos and many others that you can see in the rankings to precisely contribute with the components that are more useful, that are more innovative. They have gone farther than other component developers, precisely to offer greater value. Okay, so let's take a look at the packages of Carlos. So we have here the page that Carlos dedicated to him in the PHP Plus site. As you may see, he's from Portugal and he submitted 19 packages. 12 of them were considered innovative. So congratulations to him again, precisely because he's a very creative developer, and creativity can come from anywhere in the world, including in your country. Yes, you that are watching this recording of the presentation of this Innovation Award results for 2021, I'm going to go through very quickly over the packages that he sent in March. Actually, April 2001, reached number one. Okay, it's not number one, but it also counts some points. And he developed a component that traverses arrays to perform advanced manipulations. So if you go through this package, you can find the details. I'm not going to go through the details here, just to be quick. He also sent another package in the same month. So you can send multiple innovative packages in the same month. So you get more chance to have more packages being nominated. There is no limit for nominations as long as they are innovative. So this second one, it will register WordPress post types and taxonomies to make WordPress more configurable, right? Which is a great thing. And then in April, he got the number two for a package that can execute shell commands and return results in a different way. You can go through the package description to learn the details and also the package nomination that you may find out in the package page. Okay. Then in June 2021, he was the winner. Okay. Some months he got a better ranking than others, and in June he got the number one, including he also picked the PHP elephant plush mascot. Okay, that's a nice prize that you may see here in the back. And in this month, he provided a innovative solution to convert value stored into PHP data structures. Okay, this is just a very brief description. The details, the description that are found in the page, will provide more information. Then in May, he published a package to compute an atomic number, Linus Pauling diagram. This is a scientific thing. So if you are into science, you probably will appreciate more. Okay. Then in April 2021, again, another package in the same month, a benchmark sorting arrays with different algorithms. So it's to compare which array sorting algorithm is better depending on the type of the array. Okay. Then in March, he sent a package to create a class of objects in a limited number of types. Again, the details are in the package page. You may find more. We will publish the links to this. Packages in the description of the post where you can see this video or watch the audio. Okay. In May 2021, he published a package called Winbox PHP Wrapper Class that can generate HTML to show draggable windows on a page. Okay. He did it in a creative way, so it was considered innovative. Later in November, he got number one, actually number two, for providing a plugin to customize WooCommerce product edit pages. Okay. Then in May, he published another innovative package to display the status of an order in WooCommerce site. Another related component that can work. Improve WooCommerce. If you have WooCommerce in your site of yours, you probably benefit from this package. So then in March, he actually published two more innovative packages, one to generate classes to create WordPress API endpoints. Very useful if you want to extend the WordPress API. And then another package that was published also in March to send HTTP headers that implement security measures. This is good for people that want to protect better their sites. So go ahead and take a look at this package. So this is just the range, the package. Just give an overview of the package that Carlos published. And there was a lot, 12 packages. There are some years on other winners published more packages, some more, others less, but what is important is to participate. As I said, this is a healthy competition. It is meant to encourage you as a developer to also contribute with your own packages that can be innovative. We evaluate the packages. If you have questions whether a certain package can be considered innovative, go ahead, send an email to us so we can clarify whether a package can be innovative. You can find out a link in the bottom of the page that says contact. And in the contact page, you can find a means to send us a message. So we can clarify any doubts. So you can decide what packages you can send. You can send as many packages as you want, regardless if they are considered innovative. All packages can be useful to other developers besides yourself. So now we are going to go through the list of winners. But first, I'd like to mention several sponsors that are participating in this Innovation Award. Some more active, others less, like, for instance, SourceGuardian, that develops a nice solution to protect your PHP code. So, for instance, if you want to sell your code, SourceGuardian has a solution for you. Then we have Nomad PHP, a company that provides a means for you to learn about advanced PHP. This is a great thing, and we will learn all year more about these sponsors, because soon we are going to launch a marketplace on which you have the opportunity to buy the solutions of these companies, so you can have an easier life as a PHP developer. Learn more, use more tools, better tools to do your job, and that is great. Another sponsor is API Layer. API Layer is a well-known provider of APIs. Provides APIs for many purposes, which is good because you can save a lot of time using APIs rather than developing your own code. The code is maintained, the APIs continue to be developed, so you don't have to spend that time developing all your software by yourself. We in the PHP Classes site use several APIs from different providers, and we pay regularly to those companies for providing useful APIs. API Layer is just one of them. If you have earned a nomination for a certain package, you probably have received a certificate to demonstrate that you were nominated or actually was the winner. And the document of the certificate is generated using an API layer. Okay. Another useful solution for many sites is IP delocation to retrieve the address, the location, the geographic details of a certain IP or a multiple IPs. They have a solution for that. It's very affordable. They have a free solution. Well, actually, many of these sponsors provide free versions of their commercial products or services, which is great. Here appears PHP Classes because we provide prizes like this. You can see here the blue elephant and then the pink elephant. You can earn also one of these elephants for free. We ship it for free to wherever you are, and we can provide that a price. You can also buy from us because it's a product that costs money to produce, sell, ship, do all that is necessary to make these elephants available to you. These are nice prices. Many people want this. We keep producing these elephants in a local factory to be able to ship to you. We do this with permission of Vincent Pontier, the creator. He's very well known. He's a person that is loved for his work and providing a nice mascot. How many other languages did you know that there's a nice mascot like PHP? I don't know many. Thanks to Vincent for that. And we will continue to sell these products or give them as prizes. So that's the contribution that PHP Plus site as a sponsor of its own innovation award. We also have Code Lobster that provides a nice IDE, an editor tool for you to produce your own code with tools that helps you to work with some frameworks and some other tools. It is a nice solution for you to produce your own code. And we also have another provider, MailTrap, that provides a solution for you to increase the deliverability of your own emails. Okay, it's a nice solution. You should also take a look at that. Then we have INQ that also provides a prize for any winner that wants to pick the prize. They also provide PHP code protection solution. And then we also have PHP Defender. PHP Defender also provides different PHP code protection solutions. It is great to have alternatives because you can pick one that is better for you or your projects. Then you have PHP Architect that has been sponsoring the PHP Innovation Award for many years. And they provide subscriptions to the PHP magazine that they provide called PHP Architect. We also have a new sponsor called IBAN API, which is an API provider for validating bank account numbers and do all that is necessary for you to take bank account identifiers in your sites, for instance, to send payments. And finally, we have also a sponsor that is O'Reilly. They have a platform for learning about software development. They have books and videos and other things that are nice for you to learn more about software development in general, all related topics with PHP web development in general. Okay. Finally, we have mentioned Vincent Pontier. His logo is here. He's a very nice person. He allowed us to resell these PHP elephants. So kudos to him for also being somehow a person that helps the site to provide greater value to you, a PHP developer. So finally, we are going to take a look at the different classes that have been winning the Innovation Award in different months. We don't have time to cover all the nominees. There are tens, over 100 nominees over the year. It's a lot of packages, and you continue to have great contributions from different developers. And again, we expect yours soon, okay? I know you are very busy. Fortunately, the PHP market is very busy. That's a lot of work to be done in PHP. But sometimes you have a free time. You can submit a package to the PHP Classes site to also benefit from the exposure, the recognition, and the prizes that can be provided to you as a PHP developer. So let's move on. Finally, take a look at the different packages. Well, the first that we can see, PHP key, PHP Duplicate File Remover, a solution to remove files that exist more than once in a folder. It uses a technique to do that. And it is great to have this innovative solution. Sometimes there are other packages that do similar things, but over here you can look at the nomination comment on which you can learn why this package was considered innovative. All packages that are considered innovative, we have reviewed them several times to make sure that they are really innovative, that there isn't another package that is also doing the same or the same task in the same way. Well, there are sometimes packages that do the same things, but not in the same way. Okay, so congratulations for Johnson Omotosho. I hope I'm spelling his name correctly. He is from Nigeria. As I said, creativity can come from anywhere in the world. It's a well-known fact. There are human beings in all countries. All of them have the opportunities to contribute, have recognition, prizes, and whatever. They already talked about that. So this one was the winner of the December Innovation Award of 2021. Moving on to the next winner, this case, the winner from November. The name is Stefan, he's from Germany. And he has provided a solution that may seem simple, but it's not that simple. So PHP calculator, and it uses classes to perform different operations, which is also good because you can add more classes to implement more operations. So it's a solution that can be extensible. So kudos to Stefan, and congratulations for his prize. Also, I'd like to mention that all these winners and nominees were voted by the public. I'm the author, developer, creator of the Pitch Pass sites. I don't vote. I just nominate them. Okay, I want to give fair opportunity. I am not biased. I don't want to pick any class as my preference, because besides, I want to give equal opportunity to all developers to learn, earn prizes, recognition, and whatever I already said multiple times. So next nominee is from October, the winner is Slavomir Kaleta. I don't know how to spell this name. I'm not Polish. I apologize if I'm not spelling this name correctly. But what is important is that this author, Slavomir, provided us a solution to manage log files while the cron job is executed. As you may know, a cron job is a task that may execute in the background. So PHP is not only for tasks that serve pages or mobile applications. It can run tasks in the background while the user is not accessing a site or an application. But a cron task may only run once at a time. If for some reason the task takes too long to run, next time it should be run using log files to prevent that the same task runs more than once. So congratulations again to Slavomir and for his prize. Next package is a simple PHP Secure REST API. And it was developed by our friend and colleague Ricardo Naranjo Facchini from Colombia. Kudos to him for this package, because he's developed a way to implement REST APIs using RSA standards to provide a more secure solution. It's not a trivial thing, and it is innovative. So congratulations to Ricardo for his contribution. Next, another package from a developer from Germany, René Mansvell. Kudos to him for having provided a solution to copy MySQL databases. MySQL, as you may know, is very popular. You probably use it or not, but a large number of developers use this type of database. So it is always great to have packages for doing some kind of work with MySQL tables. In this case, it provides innovative means to copy those tables from one database to another, which often is necessary to do migrations or some kind of backup process. So it is a good and innovative. Okay, next package is from our friend and colleague Rafael Martin Soto from Spain. Kudos to Rafael for this great package. He developed a package called PHP CSV Library for raw data analysis. So it does something clever to analyze the data that is in CSV files. As you may know, CSV files are used to export data that is originally laid out in tables, probably taken from spreadsheets. And sometimes it misses the types, and it requires some analysis to guess the types of the values that are in each column. Okay, so this is a great solution. Again, kudos to Rafael. Next package that we're going to mention is MQ. So basically, it's an application to share videos between users. So it's like create your own YouTube. Okay, it's not YouTube, but someday it can be or not. It depends how we can use this package for your own purposes. Okay, so this is great because it's an unusual type of package, because it's a whole application. And it was innovative. So kudos to Nai Luin. I don't know. Probably this is not the right way to spell the name of this developer. What I know is he's from Myanmar. Never been there. Probably it is a lovely country, just like yours. But let's move on and continue to talk about other packages. Next package, again from Rafael Soto. He is also a popular developer since several innovative packages. He's from Spain, as I mentioned. And in this case, he provided a solution to generate PDF with labels from HTML tags. PDF is not a trivial format. If you want to generate PDF, you need to do special programming to define the elements that are on the page. But if you already generate HTML, it is great to have a solution that converts that HTML into PDF. So we don't have to develop the same code for generating pages and for generating PDF documents. So great solution, innovative from Rafael. He was the winner at 2021 edition of the PHP Innovation Award. Next nominee is Stefan Kinsler from Germany. Many developers from Germany. Kudos to Germany and also your country. I'm sure there are many developers of your country. Talk to them. Not only you need to participate, but also invite other developers to also participate, because it's good to have diversity. As I said, creativity is from anywhere. Could be in Germany or wherever you are. Could be your package. In this case, it is a package from Stefan. And Stefan provided a package that was nominated in the winner in July. And in this case, it extends PHP Unit to test HTML output. So it facilitates the testing of pages that generate HTML. PHP Unit is a very popular suite of tools and methods to test PHP code, and it is always great to extend a popular package like Stefan did. Kudos to Stefan, also the creator of PHP Unit, Sebastian Bergman, wherever he is. Kudos to him, because he developed a really popular package, many people using it. It contributes to have a better quality code. Okay, that's the real advantage of testing. Okay, so he was the winner of July, so let's move on to the next winner. Again, Rafael Soto, very active and also a winner of packages. And he is from Spain, as I mentioned. In this case, he developed a solution that gets the values of the current computer devices that are useful to determine how many resources are being used on the computer that can be used to evaluate if your code is very, very intensive in the usage of computer resources like CPU, memory, disk space, and whatever this package can retrieve from the system to provide better information of the efficiency of the package. I mean, the code that you can use this package. Okay, so moving on to the winner, again, from July. Some months have multiple winners because they are tied. They have got the same number of votes. And in this case, David Thomas from Hungary, kudos to him, kudos to Hungary, also, I hope I'm spelling the name of the country correctly. And in this case, he provided a package that uses an unusual library. I mean, unusual means to create PHP code, which is developing using the FFI extension. It will allow the PHP code to call libraries that were not written in PHP, could be in the C language. And in this case, it provides a solution to check the spelling of words in text using the unspell software. Provides libraries that were not written in PHP. The FFI extension provides a means to interface with those libraries. Okay?
Desculpe, poderia tentar de uma outra forma?
Sorry. next package. Again, from Rafael Soto, as I said, it's very active and it's great. And in this case, it was the winner again of July for another package. In this case, he uses the data from CSV pair files to manage values that are used for training machine learning systems. Machine learning systems are the basis of artificial intelligence systems. And in this case, it does a special processing of those CSV files. So it's more related to the processing of this file format than actually with the artificial intelligence purpose of the package. Okay? So next package in this case was developed by Shubham Chowdhury. Sorry if it is not the correct way to pronounce Shubham's name. He's from India, and in this case is provided a package to manipulate matrices with LaTeX and BLAST libraries. And he also used the FFI extension because these libraries are not written in PHP, and they were written in a lower level language that eventually runs faster than native PHP code. Okay, this is good to provide faster solutions. And this was considered innovative because these packages can do a lot and do it in a different way. So it's not the first package that manipulates matrices, but doing it in a faster way is also innovative. Okay, next package is the winner of June 2021. In this case, it was, again, as I mentioned, Carlos Artur Corvelo from Portugal. Kudos again for his participation. As I said, he was one of the most active, and that's why he was the winner of the year. But here, in this case, we are talking about a package called PHPDS functional. It was used to convert values stored in PHP data structures. Okay, it does it in a different way. Go ahead and take a look closer at this package, and you can read more about the nomination here below and below the description. Okay, next package, again from Carlos Corvelo. I already mentioned his packages because he was the winner of the year, I mentioned in the beginning. And in this case, is a package to generate HTML to show draggable windows on a page, which is great. It makes the page look more like a desktop application with windows inside windows. And it is useful to allow the user to configure better the way the information appears on the screen. Okay. Next package. In this case, it is from Naveen from India. He submitted a novelty package that does something unusual, which is to make a WordPress site run on GitHub pages. As you may know, GitHub may host pages as if it is own site, but does not run WordPress. So we need a kind of tricky, innovative way to make the WordPress pages appear on a GitHub site. Just generates static HTML and then uploads to GitHub using its API. And it is a really innovative solution. Congratulations also to Naveen for his contribution. And he was the winner of May 2021. So next package is from Mario Carrocero. Thank you, Mario, for his great contribution. Mario is from Mexico. And in this case, he submitted a package that uses a trait to store and retrieve each user application, a language text. So instead of you creating and having a class to do the same things, which is to retrieve a localized text that will make your application appear on different languages depending on the preferred language of your user, it provides a trait that is easier to integrate with some other class that you have. So congratulations to Mario, and he was the winner of April. So the next package is a package from Mario. In this case, he presented himself at Mondo Genesis, this is his company, and he was the winner of March. So the package that he submitted is a package that displays the logo for a Creative Commons license. As you may know, Creative Commons provides several types of licenses that you can use to license your code or open source code. And each license has its own logo. So Mario provided a way to display the different logos. It's a simple class, but it's innovative. And that's what matters in this initiative of the PHP Class Aside. I would like to emphasize that in this contest, we don't evaluate the quality of the code. The quality depends on the experience of the developer. What we evaluate is the creativity of the developer, finding an innovative solution for a new problem or an existing problem that already has some other solutions, probably that are already on site. What matters, it is, does something different that is useful. Okay. Next package is PHP Convert UTF to Latin UTF encoded text from Asane Musa from Niger. This is great because it fixes sometimes text that was not correctly encoded to show correctly by fixing some mistakes that unfortunately are common. Some text that was not correctly encoded as UTF-8, and the Asani package provides an innovative solution to solve that problem. And for that, he was the winner February 2021. Also a winner of February, there is another package, in this case from Owen Hester from the United States, and he was the winner of February, as you may see. It provides an innovative way to display the values of variables in HTML pages. Seems simple, but sometimes it's not obvious why the packages are innovative. You can go through the package with more time, more attention to learn why it was considered innovative, as you may see here. Okay. So next package is XMDoc from Gregory Mage from Switzerland. And it basically is a model for the Shoup's CMS to manage files that are attached to posts. Posts are used to publish pages, and each page may have files attached to those posts. Okay? That's why Gregory Mage was published a package that was considered innovative and winner in January. So with this, we end this edition of the PHP Innovation Award winners at 2021. I hope it was useful. I would like to encourage you, yes, you that is listening to this video, and I would like to appreciate your attention and also encourage you to also contribute with your packages. Besides the prizes and the recognition that you may get, being mentioned here, being recognized in public for your work, you can also get something soon, probably this year, which is free mentoring. What is mentoring? Mentoring is giving you advice to make good decisions that will benefit you and also customers that you may have on your business as developer. For instance, if you want to create your own products for other developers, just like those sponsors that we have mentioned in this edition of the podcast, you can also benefit from this initiative that we are launching soon. It's something that we are preparing since 2015. Yes, it's a lot of time because we need to research and develop solutions to teach how to make good decisions in many aspects that matter to have successful businesses by developing and producing, advertising and selling and charging customers of those developers, hopefully as many as possible, so you can make money for the quality of your work, or the quality of your products, the quality of your services in a fair way, and eventually become richer. I don't say millionaire because that is not that easy, but I'll say have a comfortable life living from your development work, just like we here at PHP Classes, specifically me, had the privilege to benefit from this great community that you are part, and you can also benefit and have a comfortable life if you have a successful business, not only working with software development, but also selling your own products that are useful to other developers. And for that, soon we will also announce the PHP Classes Marketplace, which is a long time project that we've been working on very hard. This moment is not fully available. It's almost done. It took a lot of time to develop it because we want to do the things in the right way, so you can enjoy and also other developers can also enjoy from your products and services. So this is all for now. I'd like to appreciate your time and the attention, and hopefully we can see more packages, innovative packages from you, so you can earn prizes, recognition, and also opportunities to have a better life, continuing to develop great products and services. And if you like that, you can benefit from our mentoring. So that's all for now. Thank you again. Bye.
Can you feel it wrapped around your soul?